Blog Talk Radio.
Studios in Eugene, Oregon, it's Oregon Update with your hosts, Cliff and Robin. You can join Cliff and Robin by dialing 646-721-9887 or by email at talk@krbnradio.com. And now, here's your hosts, Cliff and Robin.
I'm Robin, and
I'm Cliff,
and he's Cliff, and this is our 1 year anniversary on Blog Talk Radio.
That's hard to believe, isn't it? I mean, a year.
1 year.
I mean, you say a year, and it seems like a long time, and then all of a sudden it's gone.
Well, hard. 365 days.
Is that all? That sounds even longer. 365 days. God, I can't get my microphone to set up on this stand. Oh well.
I hear it happens.
Well, I'm not using the microphone, but anyway, I'm using
headset. You must use the microphone because I can hear you, and I know we don't have your room tapped yet.
Actually, you don't know that. I have microphones in my monitors. I could be anywhere.
That's right. Cliff is everywhere.
I'm everywhere. He's everywhere. He's everywhere. Anyway,
I'm Raspy Robin, who is just coming over a cold, and so as my voice gets lower and lower and lower, and about 3 days from now, I'll lose it altogether, which some people celebrate.
Only you.
Only me.
We were talking about your voice last night.
Yeah, on our other show, Life Is, with Heather and myself, and Cliff tuned in to offer his 5 cents.
At 5:30 on Thursday evenings, same time, same station.
Yeah. Yeah, specific time. Check it out.
Same station, different time.
Same station, different time. Exactly. Yeah. Heather's new to the broadcast realm, and you know, definitely any encouragement from our listeners would be greatly appreciated.
Speaking of any encouragement, we could do with a little encouragement ourselves. It's 646-721-9887. 646-721-9887. Call and encourage us or discourage us. I don't care.
Just call us, please. Call us. I want somebody to call us.
Exactly.
Yeah, we haven't had any callers with a new time slot here, but, you know, what can you do? The boss says that, you know, while you're now working weekends, you have Thursday and Fridays off. So they kind of it's hard to run a show from a truck.
That's the nice thing about Blog Talk Radio. You have the archives, and everybody can listen to the archives at any time. So we don't get any less listeners. They're just at a different time.
That's right. And as we have always said before, that you know, if you get a moment, send us a comment of when you listen to the shows, and your feedback will help us if we enjoy the traffic in the evening. Then we can switch over to the evening so we can get better accommodate people so they can actually call in and make this more than just a two-way conversation.
But you see, if you switch over to the evening, half of the people, it'll be late at night. So,
well, that's true.
You can't win as far as time slot is concerned. I think we just should just stay where you are. But if you have anything you want to talk about, anything you want to criticize or compliment or anything, send us an email. talk@krbnradio.com is easy to do. And we're more than happy to, even if you have a question, we'll answer it on the air the next show. And so anything you want to email us, please do.
And to the frustration and lots of hair pulling, we are now on Facebook.
And Twitter.
And Twitter. So we're doing the social media thing, so check us out there. The links are on the main show page, and like us. Click on the like button. Let us know that you like us.
Even if you don't, let us know.
What was it Sally Field used to say? They like me right now. They like me.
I don't remember that.
Well, some she did or whatever. But anyways, yeah, we have fun on the show too, which is, you know, hopefully keeps us entertaining.
That's the whole idea of it.
That's right. You know, we can't. You know, we talk about a lot of serious stuff, but.
But see, that's fun too. I like cussing and discussing. That is the fun part of it, as much as anything else.
You're so disgusting.
Most likely. I don't care.
Yeah. I mean, it's fun. That's why we keep doing this, and you know, the fact that we do have an audience, you know, helps us out a lot more. You know, for keep coming back and doing this, and although we tease about it, nobody has yet said stop doing it. But
really.
Yeah, we appreciate it. Our numbers are growing. People that are listening to the archives, they're growing exponentially. And we really thank you for checking us out. And hopefully a lot of those numbers are people that are coming back and listening to us again. And also, you know, go ahead and add us to your friends network, too, for Blog Talk Radio. And see if we can build those numbers up as well. And this also helps promote your show as well by clicking on our friends list. So we can help each
right.
other.
Absolutely. Anyway, on to our show for the day. What's going
on? Yeah, we're done with begging now.
That's all right. We don't do 2 weeks of it like PBS does.
That's true. At least they get money for doing it.
Yeah, that's true.
All right.
They're more successful beggars than we are.
That's right. Not that we'll do self-promotions, you know, like 646-721-9887. Please call us. Anyways, get into the next.
Actually, I was going to say, if you want to send money, you can certainly do that. We don't even have any place for them to send money. We've got to set up a page where they could send money if they want to.
You don't have.
Who knows?
Somebody out there could be wanting to send us thousands of dollars. And you
never know.
Clear.
We'll have to set. Well, I'll put it on krbnradio.com, and then you can send us money.
That's right.
I'm serious.
You mean I can't return for it, but you can send us money.
Oh no, we don't promise anything back. We use it.
Yeah.
that's the whole idea of it. We need money.
Exactly. Actually, if we had, if my employment thing was better, or later, you know, we'd probably do this more than one time a week, but. Anyways, since we've already killed 9 minutes, how about getting on to business here?
Yes, let's do that.
Okay. Actually, you
can
go for 1 minute while I clear a few things on my screen and wake my computer.
Oh, I see.
All right.
Well,
I think I'm ready.
You have got to be kidding me. What the heck were they thinking? Can you actually believe they did that?
It's Robin's What the Heck Are They Thinking Award, where Robin picks out some of the dumbest and most ridiculous headlines of the week. And now, with this week's picks, here's Robin.
Okay, and this week's award goes out to Congress, which is always good for a laugh.
Yeah.
And this one is, this has been all over the internet, actually, so it's probably old news. It happened at the end of November. But this is when U.S. Representative Steve Beyer, Republican of Indiana, who, by the way, is after listening to him, he's retiring. And after listening to him on the House floor, I'm kind of sad to see him go, to be honest with you. But anyways, what they were doing is the House was holding a session of suspensions, which suspension of the rules basically is when there's not a quorum that by unanimous consent or by special rule reported by the Rules Committee, they can put a motion to suspend rules requiring a vote of 2/3 for members, whatever. But the whole point of it is that they can go ahead and pass bills without a full House being present, and that's what the session was. And after Senator Beyer got done with them, they went ahead and called an early recess. But basically, Steve Beyer got into a little heated debate or argument on the House floor as they wanted to consider a bailout of the House Committee on Veterans Affairs. And as the House moved through a group of bills under the rules of suspension, Beyer attempted to seek unanimous consent to address the House rules for 5 minutes, but was overruled. And so then he tried to gain consent for at least 1 minute, but was still overruled by the House Speaker Richardson. And here's some audio of that.
Suspend. The gentleman will suspend. The gentleman has not been recognized. For what purpose does the gentleman seek recognition?
I ask unanimous consent to address to the House for 5 minutes. Hearing no objection.
5 minute special orders are not being recognized.
I ask unanimous consent to address the House for 1 minute. Hearing no objection. I don't.
Being entertained at this time.
Oh, so as a sitting member of the House, the Speaker chooses not to recognize another sitting member. Is that correct?
Recognition is within the discretion of the Speaker.
So the discretion of the Speaker here is not to recognize a ranking Republican member on a bill that is about to be heard that was never gone through the process of the committee. I ask to be recognized.
The House is proceeding with motions to suspend the rule.
And if the chairman is not here to present the bill, shouldn't we go to the next bill and it would therefore withdraw this bill?
The gentleman will suspend.
I ask,
the gentleman has not been recognized.
I ask to be recognized. I ask unanimous consent to address the House for 1 minute. I don't even see anyone here on the floor to object, Madam Speaker. It's within your discretion. There is no one here to object. This is why the American people have thrown you out of power.
Is there an objection for the gentleman to speak for 1 minute? Seeing none, the gentleman is recognized for 1 minute.
Was treating another member with dignity so hard, Madam Speaker? I don't believe it was. You see, you're right. It is within your sole discretion to recognize a member. But you chose to exercise the power of the gavel, Madam Speaker. Therein lies the problem. I'm here. The chairman is not here. He wants a bill brought under suspension that was not gone through regular order of the committee over the objections of the ranking Republican. That is an abuse of the process. Matter of fact, he's going to bring a bill. He wants to bring a bill under suspension and then do this sort of political treachery of doing a manager's amendment, and I object to it all. And he's not even here to do it. So what I'm asking is, Madam Speaker, is for regular order. If he's not here to pull off this political stunt, then we should just proceed, and this bill should be withdrawn. It is the right thing to do by the American people to stop these tactics. As a matter of fact, I'll yield back my time to the Speaker.
Gentlemen, you have back the balance of this time. Recess subject to the call of the chair.
Yeah, so...
Subject to the call of the chair. So she let him talk and then shut the whole house down.
Exactly. In fact, they spent more time arguing over letting him speak for 1 minute than it actually took him to speak for 1 minute.
No, really, as a matter of fact. But that's what's happening, and that's he was exactly right. That's why the people have overwhelmingly voted to boost an awful lot of these people out. It's because they've been doing all this kind of thing. They've been going ahead and doing whatever they want to, suspending the rules and doing things anyway without a consensus. And they've been doing it for a long time. Who knows how long? They just haven't told anybody. So who knows how many things have been passed when there wasn't even anybody there to vote on them.
Yeah, or the famous...
I love these members that get up and say, read the bill. What good is reading the bill if it's 1,000 pages and you don't have 2 days and two lawyers to find out what it means after you read the bill? I love these members that get up.
I bet you John Conyers is eating those words.
Well, you know, that's got to be one of the most absurd statements I've heard in a whole long time, because the reason he is there, the whole reason he was voted into office, the reason we're paying him $174,000 a year is to be take the time and read the bill, and hopefully he's smart enough to understand what the bill has to say, and if he's not, then he should find somebody to explain it to him. And it's I cannot believe that this is his full-time job, period. This is his full-time job, and he's being paid very handsomely to do it. Now, why isn't he doing it?
Well, and also, what they were talking about on Glenn Beck, yes, sometimes you listen to Glenn Beck, what they talk about in the House, I mean, there was one guy, I wish I had time to find it, but he spent 5 minutes on the floor of the House talking about a recent football game.
Oh, yeah.
That doesn't belong there.
But, you see, I wouldn't even mind that if he could talk intelligently about what he's supposed to be talking about. You know, you can have opinions about other things. Granted, that may not be the place to bring them up. He could talk to somebody in the hall instead of taking up time on the House floor. But even if it's 5 minutes I can spare, 5 minutes in a day, that's okay. If every person of the 400 people there wanted to do that every day, then that's a problem. But and as long as they don't, they can get their business done.
Well, there's a time and place. You know, that's just like you taking time while you're on the clock at a job, taking time out and just talking to your buddies, and you're not on break. And then they complain that, well, I don't have enough time to read the bill. Well,
you do have enough time to read the bill. Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. I don't care if it's 2,000 pages or not 2,000 pages. You do have time to read the bill, and you need to take time to read the bill before you vote on it.
Exactly. If you guys don't have time to read the bill, then don't vote in favor of it and do like what Nancy Pelosi was saying, that, well, we got to enact it or vote in favor of it to find out what's in it. No, you don't.
Right? No, you don't. You just table it. You table it. So it can happen later. If you don't have time to read it, you table it, give yourself a couple of days and have time to read it. I mean, 2,000 pages is not that much. I mean, it's a lot, yes, and it's ridiculous for a bill to be that big in the first place. But, in fact, I personally feel that we need have been several House resolutions to control the language of bills, and to have them written so that we can understand them instead of in legalese or whatever you want to call it. Sometimes I'm sure that they put a bunch of crap in these bills just so that we won't read it. It makes it difficult. But
that's what they did with the health care bill, all 2,409 pages of it. They snuck in, and the next Congress is going to be addressing this, where all companies, starting in 2012, all companies will have to issue a 1099 tax form for any corporation or individual which buys more than $600 in goods or services in a tax year.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a lot of paperwork. People like trucking companies, which has been a good example, because you can actually spend $600 on fuel every time you fill up, and you take that times 1,000 truck fleet, they're going to have to hire more bookkeepers just to keep up with the 1099 forms.
And how many times a day do they do that? Some of them, you know, if you to $600 worth of fuel, doesn't take you for more than a couple of days.
Exactly, because you figure about an average of 6, 7 to 8 miles to the gallon, depending on what you're hauling and where you're hauling it. You could burn that in a couple of days easily.
So three times or four times a week you could be filling out this paperwork.
Exactly.
That's absurd. Just totally absurd.
Yeah.
And we've got to do that about our tax system too. We've got to calm that down to where it's more manageable and doesn't take you some sort of a degree in something or other to fill out a tax form. Even the tax people don't understand the tax forms. How can we expect general public to do it.
Exactly. That's why they say, why read the bill? God.
They wonder why
we're in the condition that we are.
I wonder where the yellow went.
Yeah. I wonder where the time went. 39 minutes remaining in the show, 646-219-8887. Things are just moving right along here.
And we haven't even got into our subject.
Yeah, which is probably a good time to do that. As what's hit the news this week is the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, and I do have links to this on our main page here, has shut down and seized 82 web domain sites for selling counterfeit goods as part of the Cyber Monday crackdown, which is also part of a new bill that I will tell you as soon as my computer catches up with me. Anyways, as part of the new Combating Online Infringement and Counterfeits Act, or OICA, number 3804, which, thank God, our...
Good old COICA.
COICA, yeah, which our senator that we did put him back in office, which I thought he was ready for retirement. But anyways, the short story on this one is that the bill passed the Senate Judiciary Committee 19-0 this week, but it has to go through the Senate to, I guess, become law, and Senator Wyden is putting a restriction on it so that it would be debated over the next House. There was no comments on this. It was just one of those rubber stamped thing with no hearings. But basically, what it was is that, as I'm scanning here, the whole point of the bill is to deploy the statute to combat online copyright infringement, which could be anything, but. In short, basically, it's a censorship bill.
That's exactly what it is, and it hasn't passed anywhere or anything, and they have no restrictions on it. They can shut down any website they want to, and it doesn't make any difference. And they don't even have to ask anyone or tell anyone; they can just do it. And
exactly. And that's what they've done to 82 websites so far. And I do have a list on there's a link in the show description to the all 82 sites that have been closed down. Now, in addition to the fact that what has happened is that without any notice, these companies found their domain name seized. And if somebody goes to that domain, there is they're redirected to
a notice, a big page telling you.
It's
been shut down.
Exactly. So this domain name has been seized by ICE, Homeland Security Investigations, pursuant to a seizure warrant issued by the United States District Court under the authority of 18 U.S.C. subsection 981 and 2323. Now, in addition to that, one of the questions that I bring up is, what the hell is ICE doing going after copyrighted material, file-sharing sites? And I thought their main thing was to go after illegal aliens.
Well, obviously not. They've decided that anything illegal is fair game.
Apparently.
And they are the ones who decide whether it's illegal or not.
Yeah, I thought that was the role of the Department of Justice.
I will have to admit that on the gloss, at a glance, it's a good law, because I understand that it's losing a lot of people, a lot of money. People... Because I see here that they're shutting down websites that sell things, literal physical things as well, that are illegal. But it's the fact that it's not controlled by anybody. I mean, it's just left open, and it could be anybody anywhere. Now, I think I've looked pretty closely. Now, I use some of these websites because I do, I'll have to admit it, I download movies to watch. Now, I don't sell them. I don't give them away. I download them for myself to watch. And so there is the law that says I can make one copy of a movie. But on the same token, now they're taking that away from me. And so I have looked around to see what was going on and see who was being shut down. And I have looked at several of the websites. The main ones that I use haven't been shut down for whatever reason. I don't know why. They're doing the same thing, and not that I want them to be shut down, but it just, how is this have affect on Homeland Security?
Yeah, I mean, that's my point. I mean, granted that, okay, under the copyright rules, or at least the old ones, the new ones are a little bit more stringent because they've actually gone after, like one teenager, they're going through court battles right now that they're charging her for downloading 75 movies and charging her $425 per, or music, excuse me, $425 per song. So they're battling that right now. And all she did was just download it from a site and put it in her iPad. But now, granted, it is under the copyright laws. If you go purchase a movie per se, or you record something off the TV, because it was the battle of this one. excuse me, when and even off the radio when recording devices first came out, you're allowed to make one copy for yourself. You are not to distribute that copy. You're not to play that copy in a room full of people. You're not to sell or receive any type of compensation for.
You're not allowed to profit by it.
Exactly. So these sites that are like Napster that would take songs off people's computers and redistribute them. Okay. Now I can see that is a violation because you're taking somebody else's copyrighted material and they're not getting money for the copies of it, despite the fact that, you know, like back in the old days of 45, you know, where, remember record players?
Oh, I remember them very well.
Vinyl, which people are going, what? Anyways, you could buy one song instead of spend $10 to $15 for a whole album and only get one song that you want on there. You could buy the individual song. Well, okay, it doesn't make it right to go ahead and download and distribute. But
now, see, I've been in the radio business and in broadcasting business forever, and I have actually gone online and downloaded huge numbers of music, but I am actually paying for it. If I use it on the radio, you're paying royalty fees for it. So you're actually you're paying for the right to use that music. So I've always felt that I had the right to download it and being able to play it on the radio. Now, just because I've downloaded it, I do have all that stuff on my computer, but it has all of it. It's been long since paid for.
Right. Well, see, you did it the right way. You know, you went to the ICAP? No.
What?
What's the agency that regulates that? I should know that. RIAA or something like that?
Well, ASCAP or RIAA.
Okay.
Yeah,
but see, you did it the right way. You know, you got the licenses to do that, and that's these people that are going out and they're getting like new releases that are not even out yet, like Megamind and some of the others that they have here on the ICE website. You know, people are copying that, making illegal copies of that, and distributing it. And I wonder if these people are selling the illegal copies too, and that's maybe why they're going after them. I don't know.
Well, I'm sure that some people are doing that, and it is pretty easy nowadays with all of the technology that we have. You can download a movie, you can download the pictures of the cover of the movie and put it in an enclosure or a plastic case that makes it look real. You can fake a movie real easy. And of course, I would hope, see, we're going after the little guy in the United States is downloading this, and even if he's got a big business and sells 20 of these, that's one thing. But why aren't we going after people like China, who are selling thousands and thousands of it, that are doing the same thing? They might be downloading, they're buying a copy of it and just flat out stealing it. And we know they're doing it, and we hear about them doing it all the time.
We have no control over China. However, we have. Well, one thing
we don't have to let them port it.
Well, true. Our one thing, I watch TV. I watch most of it on the internet now. But like, there are some sites that are hosted by Japan or whatever, And they have it set up that because I'm in the United States, it says it blocks me because it, this is not available in my region.
Mm-hmm.
So they could do that. But that's on their end. I don't think it's blocked on our end. And then if, even if we did block it on our end, then it comes under the issue of you're censoring me from accessing things from another country instead of the other country blocking me from getting it. That makes sense?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. And I have mixed feelings about this whole thing because it isn't fair that we can go steal movies or steal music or any of these things for our own personal use without paying for it, because it's costing record companies and the movie theater houses huge amounts of money. I mean, huge amounts of money. I know there are an awful lot of movies being downloaded on a daily basis. I watch them going, and so it's costing a significant amount of money, and there needs to be a way to control this and work on this. But maybe the way to control it is to lower the price of what is being offered so that everybody can afford it and they'll pay for it. Maybe that has something to do with it.
I think that's what Napster did, didn't they?
Who?
Isn't that what Napster did? Because Napster is legal now. I think they worked it out so you charge.
I don't know. I understand that they're charging for it, and I don't know if they're actually paying full price. I mean, if that's the case, because Napster's set up so that you can download, like if you pay $10 a month or something, you can download thousands of songs, and that doesn't sound like very much to me. I mean, who's making money? Napster has to make money, and so does the record company have to make money. And so it just sounds like I've seen two or three of these companies that do this, and I don't know if they're legal or not. They must be because they're not being shut down. And this is Napster's second resurrection at this point. So they must be doing it all legally.
Well, that's true. But, you know, getting back to an earlier point, ICE has complained that they don't have the manpower to enforce our immigration policies, which has to do with the security of our country, and they're going after these websites?
You know, this gets in, we keep getting into this immigration thing. I think personally we need to open our borders, just fling them open entirely, and then worry about charging taxes and legal fees and things like that for the people that are here. We also need to worry about.
I will definitely disagree with you there.
We're not going to get it stopped any other way. We have been trying and trying and trying, and you can't stop the people from coming in. And you're spending huge.
We haven't been taking it seriously. I mean, if we were.
We haven't?
No.
How much money have we spent on the border?
Well, apparently whatever we're doing is not working because...
That's right.
Now, here's one of the things. Now, it's illegal, and I don't want to stay on the immigration thing too long, but it's illegal to cross international borders. It's illegal to enter this country. It is not illegal to be in this country.
Well, yes, it is. If you don't have paperwork and you're not here legally, every day you're here, you can be put in jail.
That's true. You can be deported.
That's exactly right.
And it's a felony if you come back.
But that sounds to me like it's illegal to be here. But we should change that. I'm hearing all this thing on television about this. What is it? This is the Dream Law or something about the kids that are being. I fully agree that kids who have been in this country for as long as they have gone through the whole. School, you know, 12 years of school or however many years of school they've been here and they're in high school, I think they should be allowed to work their way into being a citizen.
I'll agree with you on that point because the kids didn't have, you know, a lot of them were brought over here when they were babies or very, very young. They didn't have a choice.
That's right.
A lot of them don't even know that they were illegal until they get caught by the system.
Yeah.
Okay, so... We can still be, in my opinion, we can still be strong, but we can also be lenient. And we can have mercy on these victims of irresponsible parents who drug their kids over here knowing full well the life that these kids are going to be subject to.
And I'm not even asking you to give them anything. They do have to work for it. They have to go to school. They have to learn things. They have to go to college. They have to, and then ultimately end up applying for citizenship and doing it through all the things of citizenship. You're not giving them anything. They have to work their way through it, but give them the opportunity to do that. Now, the person who is illegal as an adult has come into the United States and quite well knows that it's quite illegal. That's another story.
Exactly. But full well about the separation of the family and all the other things they complain about. Well, if we enforce this, the families are going to be separated. Well, it was a conscious decision. Just like the person that broke into your house, it was a conscious decision to break into your house knowing full well the consequences of being caught.
And the problem with that, of course, is the same thing. If I shoot him, I get put in jail.
If it's outside your house, yeah.
It's even hard if it's inside your house.
Yeah, you have to actually feel that your life is in danger.
My life is in danger.
Yeah, but if you're in my house and, you know, especially at 2 o'clock in the morning, you're in my house,
you better damn well be very quiet and I won't hear you.
Exactly.
That's all I have to say. But that's another entirely. We won't get into that at all.
Yeah, but like I said, I don't want to spend too much time on
we already have.
We keep going
back to this over and over again, and obviously it's of great importance to an awful lot of people.
And while I take a moment to calm down, Cliff will send out the contact information here.
646 is the telephone number. We need to have you give us a call. I mean, you've got to have some sort of opinion on all of this. And even if you don't have an opinion of what we're talking about, come up with something you do have an opinion on and holler at us. 646-721-9887. That's 646-721-9887. Or if you want to do it the old-fashioned way. Actually, this is the old-fashioned way. If you want to try emailing us, if you have a comment of any kind, send it to us at talk@krbnradio.com. talk@krbnradio.com. And let us know what you think or don't think or any kind of comment you want to make. If you want to bring up a subject, if you want to talk about something different, if you want to tell us what you think of us, or if you want to tell us to go away, any of those things. Not going to say that we'll do any of this, but we'll at least read it. And if you tell us to go away, we may come back on the air the next week and tell you to go away. But and who knows how nicely. But anyway, let us know what's going on. We want to hear from you one way or another, over and over again. We want to hear from you. And we know there's hundreds of you out there listening, and at various different times, and that's why I bring up the email thing, because there doesn't have to be a time constraint there. You can email us at any time, and we can get it at any time, and it doesn't make any difference if you listened to an archive of the program or not. We can still get that email, and we'll comment on any program that we've ever run. So no matter how old it is, if you want to comment, do that. Email it to us and let us know. We're open to any kind of comments.
That's right. I just know that you like us because we're lonely.
Well, let us know that you don't like us. I don't care.
Yeah.
I have no ego. or maybe I have more ego than anyone. I don't know. Which
way? Anyways. 21 minutes remaining in the program. 646-721-9887. Call collect or direct. Well, if you call collect, it won't do any good because we won't answer. But anyway. We have another topic that we wanted to get onto here, and that was the Christmas tree bomber in Portland, Oregon.
Recently, you know, we in Oregon, we have sat back for years and said, we're just in Oregon. We're way out here on the left side of the country, and nobody's going to pay any attention to Oregon. And all of a sudden now we have a terrorist bomber who has actually tried bombing in Oregon, Portland, Oregon. He actually isn't too swift because he just went to a small gathering. I mean, it was 25,000 people. That's not real small. But he could have picked something that was even bigger. And the thing is, here's what I get upset about. We've got this bomber who did this. He built a bomb, or thought he did, or I guess he bought a bomb and was going to set it off. But
maybe that's the site that they closed down and he couldn't get it anymore.
Couldn't get the bomb anymore. No, he got it. He got it. But here's the thing that I'm really upset about. People are getting upset because our government. What was that?
See.
Anyway.
Got it.
The upsetting part is that people are getting upset at our government because they helped him procure this bomb and they helped him put it together and they watched what was going on because he hadn't done anything wrong until he tried to set the bomb off. He could say he just had it in his truck for self-assurance and in case somebody would open his truck and hit him in the head with a baseball bat or something. But once he used that telephone and fired the bomb, it was not a real bomb, so it didn't work, but he didn't know that. So that was when he actually did something wrong. Now people are getting upset. They're saying that our government lured him into this. I mean, this is a kid. He's 19 years old. He's an Oregon State University student. He's not too totally stupid. He actually was going to school. But they're saying that we lured him, our government lured him into doing this. And now they're all upset because we've done a bad thing. And now they're getting upset because they're saying we're going to alienate the Islamic population. That we're going to make all Islamics or the Muslims mad at us. Well, I am sorry. First of all, the Muslims' religion isn't that way. Just certain little bits of it are. This guy didn't even go. There's a mosque in Portland or in Corvallis that he went to. He didn't go there and learn enough in that mosque to know what the actual teachings of the church are, or he wouldn't have done this. I mean, it's – and now we're worried about the fact that there is a mosque in Eugene, and who knows who's going to do what. I mean, they're burning them down.
Exactly. And depending on where you're – what news source you're looking at, I mean, I'm kind of scanning here, and unfortunately one of those websites I was looking at had an automatic audio startup, which is what that noise was.
Oh.
I hate that. Anyways, they're saying that he had ties with Al Qaeda, that he was angered over his parents' divorce. A lot of excuses they're coming up with for trying to figure out his reasoning for doing this. But getting back to what you were saying earlier, is just like Mary Sam Adams and them, you know, we're just way out here on the West Coast. Who cares?
Yeah.
But we're just as vulnerable.
Well, unfortunately, we're no longer way out here on the West Coast. There are a couple of things that have changed that. One is the Internet. The world has gotten much, much, much smaller, and it's easy to get around. And what I'm a little concerned about is tomorrow we're going to have hundreds of thousands of people at a ball game. And could somebody get into that and do it? And how is our government checking everyone who's going into that ball game? What are we being frisked like at the airports, or does nobody care? You know, there's 59,000 people can fit into that stadium.
And unfortunately, I hate to say this about our country, but we are so, well, I don't know what the word that would be to be politically semi-correct. Not that I've worried about that too much before in the past, but like the 9/11 attacks, there were people calling the networks that were upset that their soap operas and sports were interrupted due to an attack on the United States. That, you know, we are so isolated from reality here that we're more concerned about our TV shows than anything else. And like you, to make the emphasis on what you're just saying, Cliff, is that especially in Oregon here and in Lane County with the Ducks, they don't care. If it doesn't affect our football, doesn't mean anything to them. But if they went in and say somebody blew up Austin Stadium, not that I'm suggesting anybody do that, so don't take that wrong, but I think that there'd be more of an outrage of people attacking our national pastime of sports than somebody blowing up a Christmas tree thing. I mean, not that either one of them are any good. And
I'll agree with that. First of all, there's three times as many or twice as many people are as there were in Portland. But it has nothing to do with how many people. The fact that we're not getting as upset about this rally in Portland as we should. And you're right. If they were to try to blow up the stadium, and it's at the OSU stadium, not U of O, but so it's in Corvallis that the game is being played this time. But it's same people, same amount of people in the same situation. And the only thing that I worry about is a retaliation. We're having a retaliation. And I will have to admit, if you read the stories, authorities are denying that this fire in Corvallis at the mosque had anything to do with the bombing in Portland. They're denying that. I can't believe that. I'm quite positive that it had something to do with it. I mean, why would it happen so closely? And it may be just somebody, spur of the moment, did something, but it still had something to do with the bombing in Portland that wasn't even a bombing. That's the thing. It didn't even happen.
Well, the bombing in Portland didn't happen because the FBI got involved and somehow got him a fake bomb, which he didn't know was fake. But as the FBI also points out, it doesn't say how the FBI really got involved, but apparently Mohammed made the effort to locate a bomb, put the bomb in his car, walked away from the car, made the physical effort to call the bomb to trigger the explosion, which didn't happen because the bomb was fake.
Well, from what I understand, the FBI was involved in this for almost a year.
Mm-hmm.
They were working on this for almost a year. And I think that's fine. I find no fault of that. You can be watching a person, and until they actually do something wrong, you can't do anything about it. And I can see that. So they can be paying attention. They can be watching what's going on. And in this particular case, once they realized he was buying a bomb, they substituted it with a fake bomb.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that. At least they're hedging their bets and making sure that there's not going to be something disastrous happen. And thank God, I'm all for it. But this idea that now they're upsetting the Islamic community is absurd, because they're saying that the FBI led him on and that he wouldn't have done this if it hadn't have been for them. I disagree about that entirely. I think he would have done it no matter what. And so, by the way, the FBI is offering a reward of $10,000 for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the person involved with the fire in Corvallis on the mosque. But we need, and I'm sure the FBI is paying attention right now to the mosque in Eugene. There's only one in Eugene Springfield, but I'm sure that if they aren't watching it, they definitely should be, and I'm sure that other people are if the FBI is not.
The unfortunate thing is that whether it's somebody retaliating against Muslims or not, there are some people out there that are looking for an excuse to get out there and blow things up.
That's exactly right, and that's where I think this $10,000 reward is fine, because even if it's then turned and offered for somebody else, anybody who does something like that, we need to find out who they are and why, and we've got to call a stop to this. But that's why I'm saying that we need to get our human beings back into the United States. We need to quit sending people to every country in the world and fighting their wars. We need to get them back here and fight our war instead. We've got
Let's open up the borders.
Yes. Why not?
But I agree with you. We're getting into, I guess, another new war or something. We're working on that, Afghanistan or something like that. Let's protect our home.
Right, right. We're not, Afghanistan, we're already in. They're talking about taking up the Korean thing again, about helping Korea. We, either one of them, I don't know which one, but it's one of them fighting the other one, South and North Korea. But we absolutely should not get involved in that again.
No.
Absolutely, not even a little bit.
There's already talks about we need a war to get out of this recession.
We have a war. We're still in Iraq. We're in Afghanistan. And now they're talking about North Korea. We have a war.
Well, you
we
know,
need to get out of all of them.
And I just thought of this, is that, you know, we criticize the Muslim Quran for it's supposed to be a religion of peace. But, you know, we don't exactly have white gloves on either. When you look at how many other wars that we're involved in right now. In
oh, boy. Absolutely.
And yet, it'd be like this, okay? I go ahead and I join Neighborhood Watch and I help everybody else's, protect everybody else's house. You know, I get the whole Neighborhood Watch thing. We're protecting everybody else's house. But my house has no locks on it. So even though my forces are, my Neighborhood Watch forces are out there protecting everybody else, my house is vulnerable.
Okay.
That's kind of the way I feel it is with the United States. Our borders, because right now they're so porous, and we're not taking it seriously. And what I mean by that, like the construction of the fence. Yeah, the fence ain't going to keep anybody out that really wants to get in, but we stopped. When Obama got into office, we stopped construction on it. You know, we're spending so much time debating among ourselves that, well, maybe we should, these people are just wanting to come in here just because the life is better. Well, fine, there's a front door, use it. Okay? And then once they're in, you know, the whole point is we've already caught people from other countries coming into this country that are terrorists.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And
many.
If we take some of those troops that were out there protecting or helping the other countries and put some of them back over here to protect us, it's like the old rule of I can't help you if I can't help myself, I guess is what I'm saying.
Well, let's take this another step further. Republican and Democrat. We're never going to get anywhere as long as Republicans are fighting Democrats and Democrats are fighting Republicans. So they're not fighting ideals. They're not fighting ideas. They're fighting the fact that one's a Republican and one's Democrat. This is stupid. This is absurd. And we should get rid of all of them. And we did it a little bit this election. But, boy, if this continues with this Democratic and Republican thing, just on principle, not on actual thoughts or ideas or actions of anything to do with the country, then we should get rid of all of them and change them all, or change our system, go to a three-party system so we can have a spoiler party. Maybe the Tea Party is a good idea.
I mean, obviously, you can ask anybody on the street, take a poll, and I bet you the majority of them will agree that our government is corrupt. They don't.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, and we're okay with that.
No, we're not.
Oh, we say we're not. I mean, I'm disappointed the way Oregon voted in the last election, but the majority of the country finally stood up and said, well, they kicked a lot of the Democrats out. But hopefully the
Republicans... Actually, you know, I don't think they did kick the Democrats out. What they did was they kick out the people, a lot of them who had been there for a long time and were not doing anything.
Right.
And were replacing them with somebody who might have a different attitude. Let's hope they do.
Let's hope they do. And what's disappointing that you hear in the news that... Well, we're going to see if we can cooperate with the other side. Bull. It's not like you're just saying. It's not Democrat versus Republican. Guys, we are in a very serious situation here in the United States. They need to stop bickering amongst themselves across party lines. They need to get together. There needs to be more checks and balances. Like one of the things I've always said is take a little bit off Parliament. You have it set up where if somebody is doing... I don't have time to read the bill. Okay, fine. A vote of no confidence. Now you got all the time you want. You're fired.
Well, you know, it's an interesting thing, and this is another story, but it sort of dovetails into this. Charlie Rangel, whatever his name is, whatever his name is, that just went through the whole thing on Thursday for the first time in 27 years. the House Speaker read a resolution of reproach. It says, by its adoption of House Resolution 1737, the House has resolved that Representative Charles Rangel of the New York be censured. Censured.
And Nancy
Pelosi read this, calling on the fallen chairman of the Ways and Means Committee to pay the taxes that he owes. And then Rangel, staring back at the speech, he made a statement of his own and said that he's done nothing wrong. This is the first time in 27 years they've ever done this. And the rules of the governing members, it's the rules of the House have been so lax as to be irrelevant. The vast majority of transgressors are never punished. They just overlook it. And this is what Rangel is sitting there saying. He's saying, I've done this, yes, but nobody else gets in trouble for it. Why am I? We've got to start somewhere, and he's it.
That's right.
Simple as that. And we need to go.
I think part of it, too, is that, and we got 3 minutes left in the show, by the way. I think part of it, too, is that Congress and other high-ranking officials, just like with the deal with the TSA, they pass these laws that they're not subject to, but we are.
Mm-hmm.
And so they think, well, okay, I'm a congressman. I'm going to pay my taxes. Who's going to, the IRS doesn't dare audit me.
Well, that's why if you talk to the majority of people in this country, they all think that our government is suspect, to say the least. And absolutely, they're all criminals. They're all robbers. They're all...
I believe that they go in with good intentions, but
I'm not even sure of that anymore. Maybe they will now, but I think a lot of people have entered the government, have entered politics because it's a way to get what they want, the way to get rich, because almost every one of the House members and senators are millionaires. They may not have been when they went in there, but they are now.
They are now. Maybe that's my problem. I'm looking for different types of jobs, and I'm just not looking high enough.
Oh, well, that's absolutely sure. And right off the bat, even just government employees, do you realize government employees are making 60 to 80% overall more than civilians? And we've got to do something about that. It's not supposed to be that you make more money working for the government than you do in civilian life. There's a problem there.
Exactly. Here's what we should do. I think I should conduct an undercover sting and get hired on as a government employee. And then I'll go ahead and put together a report about how my pay and everything else is in about 10 years from now.
Yeah.
And let you know.
And you don't need to do anything else other than that. Just get hired as an employee. I know. Yep. I understand.
Or if you want to vote for me, I'll be running. And I promise to do absolutely nothing.
And if you want to vote for me, I'll be running as fast as I can.
That's right.
So just stay out of your way.
Stay out of our way.
Anyway, it is. It is.
I'll run on the of apathy.
And it's really sad that the confidence in our government is so low. But, I mean, even now, when we know we're, what is it, $17 trillion in debt, we're still not talking about cutting spending.
No.
We're not.
But we are talking about borrowing more money from other countries, though.
Oh, well, you have no choice.
And giving money away. That's what gets me, is as much money as we give away to help everybody else, and we're suffering.
I agree. We've got to start getting it back for ourselves. And we have to start bringing people home for ourselves. And we're out of time. I can't believe it. I've got a lot more things to say, but we didn't even get started late this time. We just
had
a lot to say.
Somebody will send us all that money so we can go ahead and get a premium account and have 2 hours to get my blood pressure up.
There you go. Now, I'll put a thing on our website, kfnradio.com, where you can donate. I really will.
But anyway, we'll see you next week, same time.
Same station.
If you like today's show, please let us know by visiting us on Facebook and clicking on the Like button. You can also get show updates on Twitter and on our website at www.krbnradio.com. This is KRBN Internet News Talk Radio.